This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The city of Denver is tapping its backup funds to pay for legal settlements. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports those payouts are largely from police misconduct cases.
Since the George Floyd protests of 2020, Denver has been settling excessive force and civil liberties cases related to police violence against protesters. The city sets aside $2 million a year for legal settlements, but this year, Denver's expected to spend $5 million. And most of that will come from the city's contingency funds, money set aside each year for unexpected costs. It is unclear if the city will be dipping into this fund again later this year for future settlements. I'm Kyle Harris, Denver.
A construction worker died Monday night at the construction site for the Broncos' new training facility. Denverite's Kiara Damari has more.
A 25-year-old man was crawling in a ceiling area to fix a light, where he was then reported to be unconscious, barely breathing, and purple. The construction crew was unable to get him down, and the South Metro Fire Rescue reported that the worker was dead upon arrival. The cause of death is under investigation, and it is not yet clear if construction at the site in Dove Valley has been put on hold. I'm Kiara Damari, Denverite.
An aging coal plant in Pueblo was supposed to close last year, but Xcel Energy wants to keep the plant operating until 2028. The company asked state regulators Monday to let it extend the life of the Comanche 2 plant. Eric Frankowski with the Western Clean Energy Campaign said that was a mistake.
They're slow walking their way to weaning themselves off of coal. It's problematic from our perspective.
The move comes as the Trump administration has been bullish about coal. Earlier this month, the administration asked Xcel for more information about its Colorado coal plants. The time is now 8:06. You're listening to Morning Edition here on CPR News.